Mr. Chairman, my delegation thanks the Assistant High Commissioner for Protection for his lucid presentation yesterday afternoon, as well as for his longer written statement to be found on the UNHCR website, which adds significant and useful detail. We fully support your call for more international solidarity. Germany aligns herself with the statement given by Thailand on behalf of the Friends of the I Belong campaign. Statelessness is perhaps the most undesirable and at the same time the most unnecessary status which states should avoid by any means. We commend all those that have worked on their laws to improve the situation or take action to better it in the near future. We also encourage UNHCR to continue to regard the elimination of statelessness as one of the cornerstones of its mandate. Mr. Chairman, we all know that protection and solutions are the two elements that you as Refugee Aid Agency and we, the Executive Committee, as your sounding board, should be aiming at in order to cope with displacement. Both elements are intertwined and one cannot do without the other. However, during our deliberations over the last couple of days, as well as during the informal consultations of the ExCom conclusions, we sometimes sensed a certain mood of impatience resulting in pushing for reaching solutions or a particular solution. While such behavior is understandable from a national point of view, my delegation would like to recall that solutions which lack protection safeguards are highly problematic. They not only carry the risk of destroying lives or livelihoods, they also contain a high likelihood of lacking durability. Quick fixes are hardly ever sustainable. Mr. Chairman, protection is even more important for the most vulnerable groups among refugees, respectively women and their children. We are highly satisfied that this year, for the first time, it was possible to agree among ExCom members on a conclusion concerning youth. We thank the rapporteur and UNHCR for their tireless efforts to pull the necessary threads together. We share the same positive sentiment of achievement for the second conclusion on international cooperation from a protection and from a solutions perspective. We regret, however, the level of politicization during the discussions, and we put on record to have favored a stronger reference to the New York Declaration. Finally, Mr. Chairman, I would also like to thank the High Commissioner for his excellent contribution yesterday as panelist to the side event of the Platform on Disaster Displacement. Both the Platform and its predecessor, the Nansen Initiative, care for one central goal, a better protection for those displaced persons who are not protected by the 1951 Convention and by the 1967 Protocol. To this end, the Platform's chair, Vice Chair, steering group members, related agencies, UNHCR and IOM, and all interested entities will work together to fill the Nansen Protection Agenda with life. The implementation process already has started. I thank you.